TV you can only watch at home is only kind of TV. Watch shows anytime, anywhere with the DirecTV app. Switch to DirecTV and ask how to get HBO included for a year. Don't just kind of TV, DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Call for details. DirecTV app requires compatible device. Available content varies based on package and location. HBO and related channels and service marks are the property of Home Box Office Inc.
There's quite a lot of people who have this problem, and I tell you, you're doing a wonderful thing by putting it on the air and getting awareness out to the public of the Rochester area.
Well, speaking of awareness, this show is about kidneys, and Sebastian is in need of a kidney donor, and that's why we did the first show. And it was a few months ago, and we did the show, and I'm going to tell the story, and then you're going to correct me, because, you know, you always correct me, because I'm always, like, messed up. But here's the story. Producer Matt, here's the story. So you were here. You were our producer, I believe, when Sebastian was here. Sebastian is here, and he had just found out, you know, that they wanted him to start doing dialysis.
Yes,
correct. And prior, you know, he was on the show, and we were kind of looking out, reaching out for donors and dialysis, and we talked about dialysis and everything that happens with the Kidney Foundation. So Sebastian decides to start his dialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes.
It was probably the week after the show. So the show was on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you start.
Yes.
Right?
Tuesday, I went and got my Wednesday.
Your port.
My port.
You got your port put on your chest where they put the dialysis machine on
there.
That's
right.
Put the blood through the thing, does it nice. So Sebastian's going. I'm going to tell a story first.
Yep.
So this is kind of a unique story that Matt doesn't know, and those of you listening know. So Sebastian goes to his dialysis 3 days.
The first week.
First week. Calls me on Saturday morning and says, hey, I'm in the hospital.
Yep.
And, you know, tells me, you know, he had a little tingle in his twangle. And so his wife said, let's take the Italian Uber. So they got in the car. They didn't call an ambulance. They called the Italian Uber. They put Sebastian in the car to get him to the hospital. And gets to the hospital. And they realize that it's not a kidney issue. It's a heart issue.
It was. It wasn't even a heart issue. It was a aorta, which is the main vein
in your heart.
The main artery.
It gave out.
So what happened was is I was – they gave me a – when I had the port put in, they let me out, and they said, look, if you get chest pains, call us. So – Friday night or Saturday morning around 1 a.m, I woke up and I had like really a lot of pressure and pain in my chest. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm kind of at first like, man, maybe it's heartburn, you know? So it wasn't heartburn. So I'm making a lot of noise and I wake up my wife. She says, what's wrong? I says, I got pain in my chest. And she says, well, let's call the doctor. I said, no, it's, you know, it's just heartburn or something. No, let's call the doctor. So we call the doctor, and thank God I listened to my wife because they said, come right in. Well, the last time that we called an ambulance was in February when I had a bleeding ulcer. They took over an hour to get there. So I says, honey, just drive me. We'll get there in 20 minutes.
It's 2 a.m. Yeah.
So we get there. And the first thing they do is they say, hey, what's going on? I said, well, I got a pain in my chest. He said, oh, no problem. They get you right in. They do an EKG. They finish the EKG. They says, you didn't have a heart attack.
Hmm.
I said, well, why do I have a pain in my chest?
Was it pizza? I told you I had these saboteurs. No.
So they said, okay, let's do X-ray. X-ray? No, everything's fine. Okay, let's do a CAT scan. Okay, CAT scan, everything's fine. So now I'm there from 2 a.m. to about 1 p.m. All of a sudden, they said, okay, we're going to do another CAT scan, but we're going to do it with a dye. I said, okay. So they do it with the dye. At 2:00, they come back. It's a nurse, 2 doctors, and a surgeon.
And a priest.
the priest hadn't come yet. But... And an anesthesiologist, and they look at me and they says, Mr. Cortolo, we got the test results back. He says, your aorta is almost ready to split, and you're either going to be paralyzed or you're going to be brain dead if you don't take care of it. He says, we've called the emergency open heart surgery team. is being by Mr. Gosef, or Dr. Gosef is in charge. He says, and we're going to be bringing you right to OR. He says, we're ready to go. I says, what? So first phone call I made is my sister. I says, hey, Maria, my sister, I says, when you get a chance, tell mom, but don't tell her until I'm in the emergency room or in the OR. And the second phone call I made was to you.
Yeah.
I finished making your phone call, and I was going to call, you know, maybe a couple other friends or relatives. They took my phone away. They started literally running me down to the operating room. And they says, our team is here. We're going to be operating. So they start telling me the procedure. And I'm like, oh, really? This is great. He says, I said, is this like a dry run for my kidney transplant? The guy says, no. I hate to tell you. He says, this is like the Super Bowl of operations. And the kidneys is more like a regular game or a scrimmage. I said, what?
Wow.
They said, yeah. He says, this is super major.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow.
So, Matt, I'm laying on the couch watching soccer. I got to go to a wedding. My wife's getting all ready to go to this wedding. And I put on this different tracksuit when I go out. So I went from my black tracksuit to my red for the wedding. And, you know, Sebastian calls me, and he's like all calm and cool. He's like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm, you know, here at the hospital. And they're putting together the surgical team. They're going to, you know, rush me into surgery, like all calm and cool. I'm like, first I thought I was like dreaming, because I had these wild dreams all the time, really. So I pinched myself down the privates, and then when it hurt, I realized I was still awake. I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is real. He's really telling me this. So I was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, dude, you're so calm. He's like, hey, what am I going to do? This is, I got no choices here.
There's no choice. They didn't give me a choice. They said, this is happening, deal with it. I'm like, oh. Okay, I guess I'm dealing with it.
And so, I mean, I got a theory on all this. And I'll tell you my theory. When we come back from our first break, I'm going to tell you my theory. But I think, Sebastian, everything in life is destiny. And I believe, I'm going to tell you my theory right now. I believe that the kidney issue was designed to let you experience your heart. If you didn't have this kidney issue, you would have never went to the hospital. You would have said it was this agita, whatever, and you wouldn't even worried about it. And that aorta would have exploded, and you'd be dead right now. I think the kidney thing was God gave you this kidney issue to let you know that, hey, man, you got a bad heart problem, that you got to have an aorta problem that no one is aware of. And boom, that's why you were so... you were aware of it.
The actual, in the medical, it's not an actual medical term, but the aorta problem is called the widowmaker, because there's very little advance notices. But I had the exact textbook symptoms, and I listened to my body.
Right.
So for one thing that I can say to all listening out there is, when your body's telling you something is not right, listen to your body, because it's telling you it's not right. If you have a pain in your chest, you have a pain in your arm, you have a pain in your leg, it's telling you something. Hey, wait a minute, something ain't right here. Check me out.
Right. But you, knowing as stubborn as you are, I don't think you would have been as rushed to the hospital.
No.
You probably would have said, tomorrow we'll go.
No, I remember reading the papers for letting me out of the hospital when they put the port in. And one of the things that says, if you happen to have any chest pain at all, because the port is...
No, what I mean, but if you didn't have the port in, and
that's
you didn't
true.
Have the kidney
that's
thing,
true.
You may have ignored it.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't be here
you
right now.
You may be right.
You know?
You may be
I'd
right.
be sitting here right now talking to myself like I usually do. But so I'm so happy that you listen to your body. I'm so happy. But I two things I found out during this process. I think, number one, I think the kidney thing was designed to let you know that you got to take care of your heart, and it woke you up to it. And I'm going to, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell everyone about what I experienced when I went to the hospital. It's kind of cool. But the other thing I realized, and I'm being honest with you right now, for years and years, I made fun of you dyeing your hair. So, Matt, the guy's like my age. He's 58 years old. I'm all white. He's got black hair. I'm thinking, He went to school for hairdressing with my wife, so I know he knows how to do his own hair. I'm thinking this guy dyes his hair, right? For sure. But he never admits it. He never admits it. I'm thinking, dude, just admit it to me. It's me. I'm your friend. He goes, I swear I don't dye your hair. So I go see him in the hospital. He's got like a 3-day beard, black as could be. I'm thinking, wait a minute. He really doesn't dye his hair.
Yeah. I dyed my beard too when you weren't looking.
So two things happened during this process. I realized that kind of in a nice way, the kidney issue made you realize to be more cautious with the heart issue. But the more important thing to me was you really don't dye your hair.
I don't.
We're going to go to break right now, and I'm going to tell you about what I experienced. If you want to help out, it's the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. They need donors, live donors. You got two kidneys, you only need one. If you could donate one of your kidneys, get on the list, help out. There's so many people that need help throughout the country and right here in Rochester, New York. In New York State, 700,000 people right now are fighting some type of kidney disease, and 45,000 just here in New York State. 45,000. It was in today's paper. Sebastian's going to read you some of the glimpses of the paper when we come back here on Word on the Street Worldwide. We can't take calls right now. There's something glitchy with the phone system, but I guess you could text. You can't figure out how to text, huh? Can't do a text. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do text to my phone, all right? I'll give out my phone number. I don't care. I'll give my private number out. 259-5425 is my cell number. 259-5425. Text us if you have a kidney story, if you want to be part of the show, and we could call you back. I will obviously need your phone number. But 259-5425, we'll call you back. We can't get the text line to work, and we can't get the phone lines to answer calls right now. A little computer glitch here at the station that they're working on. But I'm Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. He's Sebastian Curatolo, and that is our producer, Matt. We'll be back here in a few on Word on the Street.
Greetings, it's the Minister of Mayhem for Three Heads Brewing. We wanted to thank you for making the kind Rochester's IPA. And be on the lookout for the Couch Tour Cucumber Sour. It's the perfect patio beer. And remember to always be kind.
You know, these days you can find just about anything online. But if you're looking to buy a car, online shopping can be kind of confusing. Not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And best of all, you'll know if your true price is competitive because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Monroe have the maintenance schedule for every vehicle, so they can keep you on schedule. Right now, get a conventional oil change for just $15.99, plus rebates, like buy three Goodyear tires and get the fourth free. Visit MONRO.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Give your vehicle tires a deep shine that lasts. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection of Meguiar's spray-on tire coatings. Your choice, $5.99 each. Clean, shine, and protect with Meguiar's tire coatings on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are back on the Word on the Street. I'm Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here hosting with Sebastian Curatolo, our co-host and my good friend, talking about kidney awareness, kidney foundation. Sebastian's getting texts already. He's getting a great show, blah, blah, blah. I like this, man. We got to call these people up. So right now, there's a phone issue here. If you want to text us, I'll give you my text cell number. It's 585-259-5425 if you want to come on and you experience kidney issues or you're looking for a donor yourself. We'd love to help out in any way we can. There is a huge kidney walk coming up on September 22nd, right,
yes,
Sebastian?
Yes, there is. It's done by the local kidney foundation. It's thekidneywalk.org, and you can register online or you can have questions. You can call 585-598-3963. Or you can email ellen.scalzo@kidney.org. and she's in charge of it. It's locally done by the Kidney Foundation. Wonderful, wonderful people. They are on University Avenue. A wealth of information. I have learned so much from these people. They tell you some of the foods that will help you feel better. They will help you. They will guide
pizza,
you.
They always talk about pizza, don't they?
Well, pizza, white pizza is good for you because of no tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes are bad.
Now, tomatoes are bad because it's got a lot of it's got a lot of potassium. Like it's some of the foods that you think will be good for you aren't because of the potassium, like bananas and spinach and tomatoes and
you
sauce.
So they help you with that.
They help you with that. Diet. It's wonderful. I had to go through a process. At first, my kidney situation, they tried to fix it with diet. And the diet really didn't work because it was becoming so deteriorated so fast that the diet wasn't helping. But if your kidney is not as bad, some of the things you can help with diet, okay? And the reason is like salt is terrible for you because it dehydrates your body.
Right.
So you got to cut back on the salt. So these are things that you got to do. Like certain things like potassium is not good for you because it puts a strain on your kidneys. So these are all things I had to learn. And you know, life is a learning experience. You know, as you go, it's not just, you know, hey, I have to go to college to learn. You can learn things from your own life experience.
Sure.
Okay. You can do that. And it makes it a big difference.
NationalKidneyFoundation.com. You could get information on a diet. But Sebastian, some people are going to say right now, well, if one of your kidneys is bad, why you have the other kidney? Well, in your case,
both of them are bad.
Yeah. So, and we talked about it last time. There's no real reason or cause that they know of.
Well, there's multiple reasons. It could be, first of all, it could be hereditary. Second of all, it could be because I worked in a hot kitchen and I wasn't hydrating and drinking enough water. Maybe a high salt diet. There was maybe also it could be some medications that you take for certain things. Like if you have a cold, it's really hard on your kidneys. Like you can't just take a cold medication. You have to only take a certain cold medication. So these are all things that, because everything gets processed through your kidneys. Every single liquid or solid that you put in your body goes through because it is a filter. It's the filter for your body. So it puts a lot of strain. So certain things that you might think are good for you, they have certain chemicals in them that really kind of accelerate the deterioration of the kidneys. So that's why it's so big. It's such a, I didn't realize how much this health issue is in the United States, not only in the United States, but the world. It is so big because the kidneys are such a high function organ in your body that it gets so much stress. That's why you have two of them. And most of the times, someone my age should probably be at about 60% function because as you get older, everything gets old like a car and it's not as efficient. So my kidney should be at a 59, 58, 60%. Both my kidneys in February were at 11%.
Together?
Together.
Wow.
So then when I got my bleeding ulcer, that really caused a lot of issues because I was bleeding internally, not knowing it, so I lost a lot of blood, which the blood is what helps filter the kidneys. And so what was happening is I had 5 or 6 pints less blood in my body, so it was really putting a strain, and my kidney function went from 11% to 6%. So that's why they had to go on dialysis.
So many people out there in America need kidneys. It's the kidneyfoundation.com. You could easily, there's a questionnaire on how you could donate. And Sebastian, last time we had you on, you had a bunch of relatives and people that you knew that were trying to help you with a kidney. They tell me how that process is going so far.
My sister and a few cousins have all been, they made the phone call to the Kidney Donor Foundation and the Living Donor. And what they do is they ask you some questions. And if you pass those oral questions, then they let you take a blood test. And then from the blood test, then they let you take a physical. So about 2 or 3 people have gotten through the first phase, which is the oral, and then they've taken the second phase, which is the blood, and one of my cousins has gone through as a physical. But because of there's they want to give you you know, respect, and they don't want your privacy. They can't tell me how far along they are.
Oh.
Even though I like to ask, and you know, they don't really tell them until the match is perfect. And there's so many, there's quite a few you know, criteria that they have to match, because it's not just blood type or, you know, being a you know, blood relative. There's a lot of factors into it, and it's way, way, way above my my pay grade. I can tell you that much, because you know, I only have a high school education. You know.
Well, you think you got problems? I called up because I wanted to like see if I was, and then they asked me how to spell my last name, and I couldn't find my license. So I was like, I had to call back, and then I just never called back. Sorry, but right now there's 100,000 people waiting for a kidney transplant. 19,000 get transplants every year in America. 19,000, 100,000 are waiting. Unfortunately, 4,600 people die waiting each year, and there's only 6,000 living donors. So that's the challenge we talked about in the last time we did the show. We need more living donors.
We did. And you know the easiest way to do it, believe it or not? First of all, living donor is easy, but how about this, okay? Not only living donors, but how about you go and check off the box on your driver's license that says, I want to be an organ donor? Because you can help out up to 16 people, okay? Every time you order, if something happens to you, and not that I wish it, but if you do, you can go on living through other people, because up to 16 people can be helped by one person. And I'm not talking about just kidneys. I'm talking about liver, heart. They can do eyes. They can do a cornea. They can do other parts, the parts of the skin for skin graft. There's all so many different parts of your body that can be donated and helps people, especially, you know, people who are just at the last leg. They don't have anybody right to donate. They don't have anybody.
So you just got to cross the box at the
absolutely
thing? So next time I get my license, I just go there and blow
it through? Yes, I want to donate my organs if something happens to me. And it's not, they're not going to take it, you know, while you're alive, obviously. But
well, it depends. If they interview me, they probably would.
No, but here's
that would be awful.
The number
like,
one.
Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? Hey, give me a minute here.
Do you know the number one question is asked by organ donors when they check off that box?
What is
in
it?
Their license is, hey, wait a minute, but I want to have an open casket. Will that, you know, deform me? And no, because it's not like they just become in there like a hatchet. They go in there surgically removing things because they want those done in perfect condition to put onto another body. So it is done just like if it was some kind of a surgery in an operating room. So these are all done fantastically. And the things that we don't realize is science has come so far, okay? But what's happening is our minds are still, you know, a little bit behind science.
Well,
we have to kind of catch up.
Well, like you said this last time, and I think Matt didn't know this either. Like, so many people are waiting for kidneys. I didn't realize it was, you know, there's not enough talk about it. We know about a lot of other diseases that are out there. Obviously, cancer is a big one.
Sure.
But I really wasn't aware of how bad this was and how many people are waiting for kidneys till you had this experience. Because a lot of people aren't affected by anyone.
No, they're
so,
not.
So, like, Matt probably doesn't know anybody that experiences, so you don't know how bad it is. But we need to bring awareness to it, and that's why we're doing the show right now. It's the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. You can become a donor. We want you to become a donor if you can. And like Sebastian said, just go to your DMV, cross off the box that you want to be a donor when you pass on, and give away some of your organs to help people. I think it's a fantastic thing. Sebastian, one of our listeners, Al, wants to know how long is dialysis and how often per week do you have to go?
Well, I go three times a week, and for me, the dialysis is for 4 hours. Now, it is as little as 2 hours, and depends on what your needs are and your height and weight and your how bad your function is. Okay, so my function is pretty bad, so I go for 4 hours. Sometimes it's a little over four and a half, depending, because there's time to set up, time to break down, and so on and so forth. They are, I'm lucky that my dialysis place is around the corner from my house. It's about a mile and a half. I get there in 10 minutes. I started out at my 10:30 to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Now I got an earlier time slot. I get there at 6 in the morning, and I'm done by 10:30.
Do you wear your pajamas when you go there?
No,
you don't.
No, no. I did once, but they threw me out.
Who's this guy with the slippers and the pajamas? But so, I mean, what do you like? You know, 4 hours. I mean, how do you like stay busy like for 4 hours, three times
a
week?
I have a lot of wonderful friends. I get calls from friends. Sometimes they stop by and bring me coffee and we chat. I will check my email. I answer emails. I text. I also read my paper online because I have my iPad, so I do a lot of things online. I usually like to keep up on the news, and so on and so forth.
So it goes by, it goes pretty quick, or?
It does. And there's times where, there's times that I have to speak to the local, they have a registered nurse or, there's a registered nurse and there's also a dietitian, and periodically they come and talk to you and ask you if you have questions. How are you doing? We took a test and it looks like we're going to have to change your medication. So these are things that they kind of, so it's not like you're just stuck in a small area and that's it. You're done. I mean, first of all, there's a TV if you want it. There's headphones. It's very, very comfortable. I mean, it's a facility is only less than 2 years old, so it's brand new.
But getting a kidney would eliminate all that.
Absolutely.
So that's what we need to do. We need to find kidneys out there. We need to find kidney donors. It's the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. Go to it. Another person that didn't give me their name wants to know, are you able to work?
Okay, if I was just on dialysis, I probably could work. But because of my heart surgery that's less than 2 months ago, I am still under restricted, so I can lift more than 20 pounds. So I can do office work. I can do, inspection. I can do, managerial part, but, it's just me, myself, and I. Who am I going to manage other than myself? So I'm self-employed. So I kind of, luckily it's summer. It's not as hard. And, I just kind of.
But is it tough to work? Let's say you work in a factory and all of a sudden you have to go for dialysis three times a week, 4 hours a shot. I mean, is someone able to keep their job or do they have to go on disability?
On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I am very, very weak and very, very tired. On Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, which I'm not on dialysis, I am much more energetic. I am much more, easier for me to move around. But on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, for sure, I can tell you that it's a struggle. There's times where I have to take a small nap because, first of all, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. Second of all, it just takes a lot out of you.
Right.
Okay. You're taking, you're really circulating your blood through this machine multiple times. And I'm sure that it's not just taking out certain things that are probably there, taking out some of your things in your body, in your blood, who makes you more energetic.
Sure.
So you have to kind of your body has to regenerate it.
Even more reason. We need kidneys out there. It's the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. Sebastian, we come back from the next break. I want to find out about this article that you said was in the DNC today. I want you to read some of it.
Sure.
And tell me about what's going on.
I want to talk about the U of R, how incredible, how lucky we are to have such a fantastic hospital that really does so much with kidney transplant. We don't know this, but it has 102 kidney transplant a year on the average. That means every 3 days, there's someone getting a new kidney at the U of R.
In Rochester, New York. If you're listening, it's the word. Word on the street coming to you on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester and worldwide on iHeartRadio. I'm Soccer Sam. He's Sebastian Curatolo. Producer Matt will be right back.
You know, these days, you can find just about anything online. But if you're looking to buy a car, online shopping can be kind of confusing. Not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And best of all, you'll know if your True Price is competitive because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
That's right. We need your help.
Help!
A lot of people out there need kidneys, including my good friend Sebastian Curatolo. Go to the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. Help out, support, learn, and do your part. Sebastian, how's your family taking all this? You got a beautiful wife, two young daughters, Christina and Stephanie. How are they taking all this this whole change in your life?
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, I'm so lucky to have not only met, but only then I've kind of had to sweep her off her feet a little bit, and I had to woo her a little bit, and then I kind of conned her into marrying me and all the kinds of stuff.
Little brown bag, you know.
So my wife, Margaret, is like such strong, and she, I mean, without her besides me, I would have been hard to do.
Well, I saw there was a part that you don't know. Is that your phone or my phone? It's your phone.
It's my phone.
So there's a part that I didn't tell you that I got to tell you something right now, is that when you were in the hospital in surgery, your wife was cool and calm, pretty much as cool and calm as you were when you called me and said, hey, you know, I'm going in for open heart surgery in a few minutes and just want to say goodbye. See you later. But she was cool and calm, kept all the family members in line. We went upstairs and some doctor came into the room and explained us everything, and she basically took charge, asked all the questions, and I never saw that side of her. You know, we go out to dinner, like, you know, we're fighting who's going to pay the bill usually, and it's not like I never saw, like, the leadership part of her. I never had that experience. I saw that at the hospital, just took total charge of the situation and made everyone feel more comfortable. I felt more comfortable just by her seeing that she wasn't upset. I felt more comfortable. But you had gone in for open heart surgery. They cut you right open, right in half, here.
Yes.
I mean, did you get that tattoo we talked about?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Matt, he's going to get
a gold zipper.
He's going to get a gold chain tattoo, like Italian gold chain.
And a zipper. Well, I got to tell you, first of all, my wife is a super strong, strong woman. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, in most places in probably our society, most men are afraid of a strong woman. But you know why I wasn't afraid? Because first of all, I was raised by a strong woman. My mom was a very strong woman, so I was kind of used to it.
Right.
So that's why I kind of look for a strong woman to marry, so which is great. And so that's my plus. Okay, now on a wonderful situation. My wife is raising two very strong, strong women, okay? And that's my daughters, Christina and Stephanie. And what's happening is that a lot of these, you know, things that are happening in our lives make us stronger. And also, it goes to show you that and reassures that I made the right choice in a woman.
So do your kids know, like, exactly what happened? Like,
they
every
do.
Detail of
they
it?
They do. I don't think it's every single detail.
They listen to the show. They know now.
Yes.
They saw your scar and all
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
They know you can't pick them up and all that right now because you can't lift.
Right. They do. And then they, you know, they're very cool. They, you know, they remind me to do certain things. And they're little, I call them little clones, my wife's clones.
Do they know you go to dialysis? Or you
they
say,
do.
Or do you
they
say,
know.
I'm going to the plumber?
No, they do. They do.
So they know. So
they really, really do.
So they got. So Christina, Stephanie, daddy's in good shape right now. He looks
yes
great. You look healthy. We just got to find that kidney donor. And I know there's some people that they can't tell you. They can't tell you who's on the list or how close it is.
No.
But you're feeling good about it because a lot of people that are on the list, they have their port in a different place.
Yes.
So usually if your port's in your arm,
yes,
that means it's...
Yes, it's called a fistula. And if it's in your arms, you're going to be on dialysis a lot longer because it's a short term is done right on your chest, okay? So my doctor, because he feels that I have so many people that are kind of getting tested and so on and so forth, he felt that it was probably easier to start with a port in my shoulder and in my chest. And it's also, I don't know if I think it's partially psychological because it makes me feel like, oh man, I can see that, you know, something's happening sooner than later.
Right. Maybe that's it. I think it's going to happen. I mean, we talked to one of your relatives that was on last time we did the show.
Yes, that's my cousin Jennifer.
Jennifer. She's volunteered to do it.
She did. She got tested. We don't know how far it's gone. I know that she's done a few hoops and stuff. I am so proud of her. I mean, she's probably, you know, going to be my hero.
And, you hope,
and
right?
Definitely. And you know what? The nice thing about it is it gives you an opportunity to help another person. And you know what? I think that's the greatest kind of hero you can do. When someone does something for someone else that really they don't have to, that's kind of like a hero.
Yeah, definitely.
Superhero.
Well, cousin John, I hope it works out, and your sister also is, you know, so it's several things like I said, but part of it is the whole blood match thing, and
yes.
They kind of worked out there. Sebastian, I didn't tell you this, and Matt, Matt knows. I told Matt privately, but I did go for the testing, and they basically told me that if a mule needs a kidney, I'm on that list. So that's the list I'm on.
Now listen, you know, mules have a mules are good for the economy as well. You know, there's a lot of them over at the Grand Canyon because they have mule rides down.
Yeah, it might need me, but So we are going to go to this walk. We're going to help raise money. It's a kidneywalk.org. It's coming September 22nd. Just go to kidneywalk.org and get information to be part of that walk. If you have a family member, someone you know that has had kidney problems, has gotten a donor, or unfortunately maybe passed away from this awful disease, please get involved. Kidneywalk.org. And if you want to be a donor and help someone that needs your help, it's nationalkidneyfoundation.com, and you mentioned something about the U of R. You felt really good about the U of R and what they've done.
Well, I tell you, the U of R is like, we're so lucky to have a place in Rochester that has such high quality kidney function and kidney nephrology and transplant team. It's unbelievable. I just didn't realize how lucky we are there. You know, they have such a wonderful team. I mean, it's just amazing. I want to just give a shout out to the Kidney Living donation number. It's 275-7753.
Wait, what is that number again? Slow down.
275.
Wait, 275.
7753.
And what is that for?
And it's the Kidney Living. ICU, and then when I was at the hospital, I was surrounded by people that were way, way off worse than me. Okay, even when I go to dialysis, okay, I walk in, I can drive in, I get gone. There's people that get wheelchaired in. There's people that have walkers. There's people that have breathing tubes and oxygen tubes, and they're coming to get dialysis. When I'm walking almost freely by doing
right.
this. So I feel, first of all, I feel like
I hope you don't bring that jump rope. I hope you don't walk in jump roping and stuff. It's like
no,
pissing them off.
I don't rub it in their face.
Hey, there's the guy jump roping again.
Hey.
He's here.
So, again, and as far as the complaining, I don't complain. The reason is I really honestly feel that someone's looking after me and is telling me, hey, listen to your body. Hey, listen to this. For example, want to give you an example? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my example. So I feel lucky. How do I feel lucky? Okay. I'm at the emergency room and they call. There's two or three teams that have heart transplant teams or Yovar. They call a team that's headed by Dr. Gosef. I don't know who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just one of the guys. And, you know, so all of a sudden, I see someone there at U of R emergency department that used to work for me when he was in high school. And he got a scholarship at the Eastman School of Music, which is part of U of R, for piano, because he was such a fantastic piano player. So then after 2 years of being a scholarship and being in the music, he changes his major. Do you know what he changes it to? He changes to emergency medicine and becomes a surgeon at the U of R because his hands are so dextral from playing the piano. Wow. So he works at the U of R. His name is Joel May, and I've known him since he was 16 years old.
Wow.
So I see him there, and I says, hey, Joel. I said, listen, I got this going on. I says, I got to get open heart surgery. I says, and they told me they got this team with Dr. Gosef as the surgeon. And I says, you know, tell me the truth. I says, if you had what I was getting done, would you trust this team? He looks at me, he says, absolutely. I says, really? He says, yeah. So then I go down and I get the
what are the chances of you running into this kid? What are the chances?
Well,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. So now I get them. I get my my surgery done. I get on my ICU and I start talking. The surgeon comes in. It's wonderful. So the nurses start telling me about this Dr. Gosef. He's really fantastic. He's got great bedside manners. He always comes and checks on his patients. Right. So then I go and I meet my nephrologist, comes and sees me at the hospital. So my nephrologist says, Sebastian, he says, this is like one in a million. I've never heard such a thing. He says, you got one of the best surgeon. I said, okay. So then they tell me to pick a heart doctor. Okay, well, who do I pick as my heart doctor? Well, who else? Ed Arizoza, who we went to high school with.
So yeah. And he just got transferred there, right?
He went from General Hospital to U of R. So I says, hey, I says, I want Ed Arizoza as my doctor. So they pull some strings and they get me in. So I go meet with him 3 weeks after my surgery, and I says, hey, Ed, how are you? Oh, he says, who was your doctor? I says, Dr. Gosef. He says, oh, really? He says, you know about him? I says, no, I didn't know about him. I says, they chose me. He says, well, let me tell you about him. He's here in the United States from Croatia. He is on a genius scholarship at the U of R, on a genius visa in the United States, and U of R kind of wooed him out of Boston General and brought him to the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. So this guy is a genius surgeon, a genius doctor from a country that's out of this country, who gets a genius visa, who goes to Boston but then gets transferred to Rochester. What do you think the odds of that happening? And then he gets such to work on me.
You, of all people. That's cool. I mean, the hardest thing about your surgery, as I heard, is the three nurses that had to shave your chest hair. But we'll be back here on Word on the Street in a minute. Sebastian Curatolo. It is NationalKidneyFoundation.com. We need your donations. We need your kidneys. You know, give them a call. It's important. And if you want to be part of the big walk, the kidneywalk.org. Yeah, September 22nd. We'll be back here on Word on the Street with Sebastian Curatolo.
You know, these days, you can find just about anything online. But if you're looking to buy a car, online shopping can be kind of confusing. Not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And best of all, you'll know if your true price is competitive because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Monroe have the maintenance schedule for every vehicle, so they can keep you on schedule. Right now, get a conventional oil change for just $15.99, plus rebates like buy three Goodyear tires and get the fourth free. Visit MONRO.com. Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Mr. Tire have the maintenance schedule for every vehicle, so they can keep you on schedule. Right now, get a conventional oil change for just $15.99, plus rebates like buy three Goodyear tires and get the fourth free. Visit MrTire.com.
When patients leave the hospital, they hope the worst is behind them. But surprise medical bills can be devastating. Millions of Americans receive costly surprise bills each year that they thought were covered by insurance. And get this, patients get stuck with bills, while insurance companies walk away with big profits, over $35 billion last year. Local communities get hit the hardest, especially in New York. Insurance companies want to make it worse by refusing to pay doctors for their services, ultimately leading to a shortage of healthcare in your communities. Congressman Joe Morelli has a choice. Side with insurance companies that refuse to pay their fair share, or provide doctors with the resources to administer life-saving treatments to patients. Tell Congressman Joe Morelli that it's time to stop surprise billing, hold insurance companies accountable, and stand up for New York doctors and patients. For more information, visit StopSurpriseMedicalBills.com. That's StopSurpriseMedicalBills.com. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
We are back. It's the Word. Word on the Street here on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester and worldwide on iHeartRadio. Sebastian Curatolo, good friend of mine, is in need of a kidney from a donor, the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. Please give them a call, register, go online, and they'll direct you to the Rochester area or whatever city you're in. They'll direct you on how to help throughout the country here. Today in the DNC, you said there was an article, Sebastian, and
yes,
there was something important in that article.
Yes.
They're bringing more awareness to kidney disease that has been kind of ignored.
It was in today's paper, and it was about, the headline says, kidney disease fight has a new weapon.
What's that
and
weapon?
That weapon is a new executive order by our President Donald Trump, okay? Now that I'm, you know, I know that there's the against Donald Trump and the for Donald Trump, and as a kidney disease owner, I don't really care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican.
Just help my disease.
Help my disease, donate a kidney, and it doesn't matter to me, okay? Because if you do that, it makes us have another day to have difference of opinion.
Right.
Okay?
So he's basically bringing more awareness.
Yeah,
somebody probably brought it to his attention and said, hey, you know, let's help this disease. That's cool.
And the thing it's called is an executive order launching a revolutionary initiative in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services called Advancing American Kidney Health.
Okay? Love that. So it's in today's DNC. You can read more about it.
It's in today's DNC.
And then if
it's by Alex Azar II. He was a columnist, and he must. I hope he's you know, one of those columnists who was you know, has some.
NationalKidneyFoundation.org. If you want to donate and help out Sebastian.
Yes.
You started with kidney situation, then you had a heart problem, you had open heart surgery. How are you feeling? That's what one of our text people want to know. Like, how, you know, like you're a young guy, you're only 59 years old.
Yes.
But how are you feeling? Like, that's dialysis 3 days a week. Open heart surgery.
Yes.
That's a lot to go through in a short period of time.
Yeah, it's been a rough 5 months, okay? Mm. Because it started in February with a bleeding ulcer.
Yeah.
And it got rid of a lot of my blood that I didn't know was happening. Then I had the port. I went through dialysis. Then I went through the open heart surgery. Do I feel good? I feel good on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays and Sundays, which is non-dialysis day. But on dialysis days, I'm very tired.
But other than that, you're good.
Other than that, are you kidding?
Look at you. Your hair is blacker than ever. It's impossible. His name is Sebastian Curatolo. He needs your kidney. Go to the NationalKidneyFoundation.com. Help out. Sebastian, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's a great one.
Thank you for having me. And a shout out to my beautiful wife, Margaret, and my daughters, Christina and Stephanie. Love you. We'll see you soon.
That was beautiful. Producer Matt, thank you so much. Word on the street. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280 and
Go Navy!
Yeah, that's right. Matt's a Navy guy, right?
Go Navy!
He's a veteran, man. Good man. All right.
Thank you.
When you're car shopping, you'll hear terms like MSRP, invoice, list price, or dealer price, but what do they actually